I be at the table just ready to be the spokesperson for whomever, because I know there's lots of people that just won't speak up for themselves. Like, their drink is nasty, their food is nasty, and they don't say anything. They just sit there, or they just complain to the table about how not great it is, but they won't even just take the time to really just ask for something different, ask to have better service, just ask. Like, people really underestimate the value of asking.
To some, boundaries are just placing limits. To me, it's where the limitless things begin.
Hello, hello, and thank you for tuning into the Boundaries and More podcast with Jess Abraham. I am your host, Jess Abraham, your favorite boundaries coach, and today's episode is brought to you by Joyful Styles. Joyful Styles is a lifestyle brand that provides premium quality apparel that promotes joy and positivity. Joyful Styles believes how we approach a situation matters, and choosing to be joyful makes all the difference. You have the power, and it's time to embrace it. So get your Joyful Styles apparel at joyfulstyles.com. That's joyfulstyles.com. Let's go. Look, if you have not taken some time out to take that boundaries quiz, take some time out today to take that boundaries quiz. It's 2 minutes of your life. That's it. To take that boundaries quiz, to get a gauge of where you are and seeing how you improve as time goes on. So take that boundaries quiz. The link to do so is in the show notes. However, I can send it over to you as well. Okay. Just text me the word boundaries to 210-801-9153. And I got you. I get that sent right over to you. Also, again, sometimes I forget to mention this, but it's like, okay, if you don't want to take the boundaries quiz, you don't want to see where you are, it's okay. You know you need some boundaries, and you know that's why you're here. I have a guide for your quick wins, right? I want to let you know it's 5 things about boundaries I wish I knew sooner, right? 5 things about boundaries I wish I knew sooner. It gives practical tips and action steps for you to take right now that you can take in your journey to help you with your boundaries. Okay. Just text me the word sooner to 210-801-9153. And I got you. I get that sent right over to you. Or you could click the link in the show notes to get that as well. I'll make sure that that link is there. Okay, y'all, let's get into it. I'm excited about this episode. Just like all the other episodes, I really be excited to get into these topics for you all. And today, you see it, just ask. It's real simple, right? A lot of people like psych themselves out before they even ask, right? Just ask. You don't know. It's a no if you don't ask anyway, right? So like, what's the worst thing can happen? The no, the thing that happened, that's happening already without you even asking? Like, come on. Just ask, y'all. Just ask. And I realized, right, doing this work and just being in different environments, I realized that some people won't ask because they're afraid of what they perceive as conflict, which is really just a difference in opinion, right? Or they don't want to be come off as confrontational and things of that sort. But I'm like, man, in my mind, I'm like, man, they're thinking about the wrong things, right? Because doing this stuff, what a lot of people do, they rather, in a sense, if you don't want to, because you're afraid of conflict or being confrontational, whatever you presume it as, what you do is you choose to have this anxiety and all these other unwanted feelings instead. Like, come on. Like, you're sorry. listen. So it's like, if you do this, right, you will feel better about just whatever it is. But instead, again, the people really be in their brain just like they'll sit there like, oh, I should have done this. I should have done that. Oh man, this thing, it just isn't right. Right. Just for example, like people, I've noticed this and I've been in plenty environments where this has happened. Like people, they won't ask to have their order corrected, right? Someone bring out an order that is incorrect. Like they're paying for it, right? You guys, you're paying for whatever it is that you order, right? It's not just free. I don't think they're just giving out whatever to you. We go to these restaurants. We go to these places and we're paying to have things right. We're paying to have our order correct. So no, it's not okay if they mess up your order and you're like, oh, it's okay. No, it's not okay. Just ask for it to be corrected. You literally paid for it. Don't let people just give you any old thing, right? That's kind of what happens, right? With these boundaries with people, like sometimes like, okay, somebody do something that you don't like, you're not okay with, and what you do, they just continue to do it, even though you don't like it, but you never spoke up, you never said anything about it, you never asked them to stop, you never asked them to correct their behavior. I'm just saying, just ask, and let's see where it gets you, right? Like, what is the worst thing that can happen? The worst thing that can happen is likely the thing that's already happening, like you're feeling taken advantage of, your all these different things, like you want to stand up for yourself, but you don't want to feel confrontational and all these different, like this already happening. So just ask and let's just make it like, let's make your life easier and better. I promise you it will be, right? Like I'm telling y'all, again, I talked about the food order. They don't ask for the order to be corrected, or they get something and it's like, this ain't really what I thought it would be. It's kind of nasty. And so they're afraid to say, this didn't taste right. This is bad. And want to send it back to get, you know, to choose something else because they chose this meal. Okay, you chose it thinking that you were going to get stellar service. The food was going to be amazing. It's not. Just ask for something different, right? The worst thing they can say is no. Or they're like, okay, oh, you got to pay for whatever. Like, whatever it is, just ask though, right? Y'all, I'm telling you, I am like, I'm notorious for this. Like I be at the table just ready to be the spokesperson for whomever, because I know there's lots of people that just won't speak up for themselves. Like their drink is nasty, their food is nasty, and they don't say anything. They just sit there or they just complain to the table about how not great it is, but they won't even just take the time to really just ask for something different, ask to have better service, just ask. Like people really underestimate the value of asking. Just ask. Like there's people out here waiting for you to just ask them. Whatever it is in your life, their life, whatever, they're out here waiting for you specifically to ask. Like, because you know, some of them, they're scared to ask you. Look, y'all, this just popped in my mind. Like, okay, when people are like, there are two people that like each other, right? Y'all may have been one of these people before. There's two people that like each other. They both know they like each other. They might think they kind of like each other, but neither one of them ever ask each other out. Like, come on, we going to get nowhere if we don't just ask. It's already a no, or it's already bad, or it's already uncomfortable, and it's already whatever without the ask. So, asking can really improve that situation. Let's just try it. Just try it and see. Okay. That's all I got. Just try it. Try it. Next time you're at a restaurant, right? Or you're out or whatever, and the order just isn't right. Don't just take that. Ask for it to be corrected. Ask if you can just get something else on the menu because this one didn't taste, it was kind of lacking in the taste, right? Just whatever. Just ask, y'all. Just ask. Asking can take you a very, very long way, y'all. Like, just for example, right? My wife, well, man, y'all already know. If you've been listening to this podcast, you already know I talk about a lot how me and my wife, we really travel a lot. And one of our most recent trips, there was a time like my Audible, right? I listened to a lot of audiobooks, and then that's what I have a subscription and things. And I don't necessarily get all, I pay for the year stuff. So my credits was expiring, right? So it was expiring because I didn't use all 12 of them or whatever it was before my year mark to renew my services. So while we were traveling, I was like, okay, I even had a list, right? I had a list of the books. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna just get these books because in my mind, I was just like, okay, well, these stuff going to expire. I don't want to waste them. So I'm gonna just get some of the books that I've been looking at and just go from there, right? So I created a list. I'm like, all right, I'm going to use these credits to get this. But in the midst of us traveling in airports and in different cities, when I literally forgot to actually make the purchase of the books so that my credits wouldn't expire, right? So now we were leaving one of the locations. We were leaving. We were getting ready to come back home. We was waiting on our flight that day, whatever. And I was just sitting there at breakfast and I was like, oh man, let me look at my audiobook. And I realized they had done reset my credits and I had lost it was like three of those credits that I didn't use. And I was like, man, I mean, that's my credits. I paid for that. I want that. I want my credits. So I was like, okay, I know we're traveling right now, but when we get home, I'm going to make sure I call them and then ask for my credits back. So, right, we traveled, we got back home safely, praise God, right? And then I reached out to them and I reached out via text because I think I called, but it told me to text, whatever. I did it via text and we did like an agent chat and whatever. And I reached out to them. I was like, yeah, I had my stuff just started over and I really wanted my credits and I lost my credits, but I want them back. Like straight up like that. I told the person in the message, like I want it back. I contacted them, tell them, please, you know, and I just really put it out like that. I don't even think I said, please, y'all. I honestly, I just explained the situation and said, literally, yep. My credits just renewed and, there were some that expired and I want them back. And literally y'all, oh man, within 2 minutes, no exaggeration. Within 2 minutes, I had my three credits back. So instead of me just having my 12, I got 15 credits because like now I can get the stuff that I want to get instead of just rushing to get something else. Just thinking, oh, I think this book will do. I think this will do whatever. Like we don't want to do that, right? So I'm like, okay, let me get these credits. And I have them now. What does this do for me? It gives me more options. Right. It gives me options and what I can actually take my time to go through these things. Some of these books, maybe I don't want to listen to some of these books and use my credits on them. Maybe I want to wait till they have the 2-for-1 and, you know, super maximize my credits. Maybe that's what I want to do instead. But it gives me more options because I asked. Like, it's simple, right? Y'all, stuff as simple as that. Some people will be like, oh, well, it expired. I ain't use it. That's on me. I'm just go. Like, no, y'all, no, that is not okay. Just ask. Like, the worst thing the person could have did was say, no, it expired and it is imperative that you use it in this time frame, whatever, for whatever reason. And then I'm like, all right, whatever. I lost the credits anyway. But I'm saying within 2 minutes, y'all, shout out to Rohit. Like that's the person in 2 minutes. I had her back. Like we weren't even out the chat yet. And my credits was already refreshed. It was like, no worries. It's there now. Like literally, as soon as I told him, I sent that message. No worries. It's there now. Anything else I can help you with? Like just like that. It's the simple things, y'all. People really don't be asking and they don't, and then they want to be upset when they don't get the things that they want. Yeah, I'm gonna let that sit. I hear it. Ooh-wee. You are upset because you didn't ask for something. But again, right? Y'all want people to be all the people in your world, right? You want them to just read your mind and just know. You want to just be blessed in a certain way. When you know you never want to ask for anything. Yep. I hear it. Ask, seek, knock, right? Ask, seek, knock. We've been horning on a lot of that. I mean, it's in this mastermind that I'm in, and it's like, yeah, but it is so true. Ask, seek, knock. That's what it says to do. You must ask. Y'all man, people want to be just like get these like passive blessings and stuff, right? Some of them may come to you in a passive way, but it's like, it's imperative. It's required for us to do something, right? Ask, just as simple as asking can change everything. Step one, just ask. Go from there, but just ask. Initiate that thing. Just ask. It's okay. Just ask. Okay, y'all. All right. I'm thinking y'all getting this. This thinking this, but I want to like put this out there. Like there's people that in true need of assistance to really be able to stand up for themselves and feel good about it, right? The majority of you, I'm sure I see the numbers, so the majority of you have not reached out to me for assistance, right? I'm glad you're listening to the podcast. Praise God. Thank you, God, for each and every one of you, right? I appreciate each and every one of you who listen to this podcast, especially y'all who listen week in, week out, faithful listeners. I appreciate y'all. I love you all. Thank you. Right? But ask for assistance, right? One way you can do that, you don't even necessarily need to send a message. You can, right? You can. You got my number. I give it when you text me certain words and things of that sort. You got the number, but hey, whatever. Like, just ask. Some of you just take the time, even do it in a more passive way by asking. Just apply, right? Apply to work with me, right? The link for you to apply to work with me is in the show notes. However, you can text me. Text me the word apply to 210-801-9153. And I got you. I send what you need over to you and you get that. You get ready to apply, right? That's raising your hand. That's asking for assistance, right? You know you at a place where it's not going to happen with you doing it on your own. And that is okay. That is okay, right? Some of you, I get it. You don't even know what you want necessarily. You don't even know where to start and things of that sort. We can work through that, right? We can work through that. It is possible. It is like, it's ready for you. I'm ready for you, right? The curriculum is here. The things are here. The tools that you need. Right? Like, oh man, that's what it is. It's the tools. It ain't necessarily me. I'm going to work with you and certain people in certain season, right? Currently in this season, I feel it. I feel the season leaving though, right? With the super one-on-one stuff. Like we're going to have one-on-one and then groups type stuff, but then we're going to be doing more group related things, right? So I'm just saying, but just ask, just ask. And you know what? There might be some of you out there who like me, more like me. You're like, you know exactly what you want, y'all. You know exactly what you want. Well, it's up to us to ask and ask around and or find the people who can assist us with certain things. Like I can tell you, like if a person like, oh, what do you need? I need this, and do it this way. Like, bruh, when it comes to this technical stuff with this, when I'm dealing with certain stuff on my website and all these different things, I'm like, ugh, this is for the birds. This is not my ministry. I would just, I'm cool. Let me just go create a podcast episode. Let me go interact with the people. Let me go create this reel. Let me go do that stuff. Being the creative side of those things all day. But the crazy thing is, I know exactly. I even have the thing written out, what I want on the website, all the different things. I have all the tools, right? Well, I have all the content that a person would need to execute on what it is that I want them to execute on, right? I have the stuff. It's just up to me to go ask another person or ask around finding the things. Like, it's just, yeah, I must make the time to do that. Right? Making it a priority. Some of this stuff tends to be a priority. Some of it, not so much. But all of it needs to be done. So again, if you're someone like me, you know exactly what you want. We just must take the time to actually ask the people who are skilled in these areas to assist us. And I'm sure they'll be more than willing to assist us. Some people are willing to assist us for free 99, and some people will pay a little fee too. And that's okay either way. Just get the assistance, period. Whatever that looks like. It does not, we don't need, I created an episode early on, Stop Suffering in Silence, y'all, right? Same thing, don't stop suffering in silence. Just ask. Stop creating these scenarios where you're super anxious because you chose that instead of asking. It's very interesting to me, y'all, and I get it. We're all different. Not many people are really about that life to just be like, yeah, what's up? Like blunt with it. My wife, My wife be coming for me all the time. Like, she always be saying these things like, yo, Jazz, so blunt, this, that, and there. I am, because I just feel like if I'm beating around the bush or I'm just saying all the things, just fluffing it all up, and we'll never get anywhere. This is my thoughts and this is my beliefs. This is how I operate. If I'm straight with you and I'm just telling you what it is, or I'm letting you know exactly what it is I want or what it is that I don't agree with or whatever, then there's no discrepancy. We on the same page now. That's how I see it. Let's just look, just ask, just speak up. Like, y'all, I promise you, it is not the end of the world if you confront somebody about something, or if you feel a little conflict, really a disagreement with someone, right? The server thinks the food is great. You think not. It's okay. You agree to disagree. You can still ask for what it is that you want. You can still ask for what it is that you ordered. You can still do those things. How they feel about it ain't none of your business. Ain't none of your business. And if you're that, like, no, I just don't want to do it. Oh, I can't do that or whatever. Okay, maybe you just shouldn't go to these places. Right? Just don't. Just cook at home. You make it exactly the way you want it. You have it. It'd be healthier for you anyway. Just saying. Right? You got options. There's options. And we love options. Right? Some people, we need to narrow those options down. But, you know, options are great. Right? And it's always a choice. It's always a choice, y'all. Y'all see it. Joyful Styles. Look, I choose joy. I choose joy. I always choose joy instead. So the things that are going to bring me the most joy, me getting the right order is going to bring me joy. So I am not concerned about the person who's upset that the kitchen or whatever, they did the order wrong. Most people are not. They're just like, oh man, I'm sorry, you did ask for that. They prepared it incorrectly or whatever. Oh, I got that. I'll take care of that for you. Most people are on that way. There's very few that's just nasty about it, right? I'm just saying, y'all, if this, again, having the right order is going to bring me joy. Getting the things done that I want to be done is going to bring me that joy. So I'm choosing to do those things instead. No matter what comes up, no matter the obstacles, no matter the conflict, the confrontation, no matter none of that stuff, because what I'm focused on is the joy. And no one or any or nothing can stop that, because I choose for it not to. I choose joy. So yeah, look, y'all, if y'all have not, right, getting you some Joyful Styles gear, get on joyfulstyles.com to get you some Joyful Styles gear, right? That's joyfulstyles.com. Go there. The link is in the show notes, right? I even have a promo code listed there for you. I forgot about that. There's even a promo code for you to get a discount on apparel for being such a listener to the podcast, right? You listen to this podcast. Hey, we got something for you. Get your nice discount on your Joyful Styles gear. Joyful Styles apparel, premium quality stuff. Y'all, you get this feel. It's like, ooh, this is soft. This feels good. It's no game. You feel good all around, right? What it says on the shirt for you, right? What you feeling, how the material feels on your body. It's like no game. Order and see, right? Place your order today and see, right? Okay. That's what I got for y'all today. That's really it, y'all. Just ask. Some of you are going to go out this week to a restaurant and whatever else, hang out with your friends or family, whatever. Look, take the time, just ask. Try it. Hopefully they get all your stuff right and you don't even need to deal with it. But just ask. Also, if you're not going out and it's not a restaurant ordering situation, it's just one of the real common ones that I see. Just ask for people when they're doing something that you don't really agree with or you don't really like and all of that stuff. Just ask them, stop. Just ask. Right? Don't just say, this person always doing it. Like, you're complaining about it, but you ain't doing nothing about it. We're not going to do that, right? Let's get somewhere. Let's make this thing happen. Let's get somewhere. All right. Okay. Again, that's all I got for y'all today. Please take some time out to follow us on Instagram at Boundaries and More Podcast. Again, that's on Instagram at Boundaries and More Podcast. Follow, follow, follow. Also, y'all, I just want you to take the time out today to have an amazingly beautiful day. Have an amazingly beautiful week as well. And y'all make sure that y'all be back here next week for more Boundaries and More with Jess Abraham. Talk to y'all then.